The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. I am here with Dr. Nikki Nienhaus. Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Dr. Nikki has a chiropractic practice called Seasons of Life, located inside Diversified Health and Wellness Center in Kirkwood. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk today about something that even just a minute knowledge of this new type of science has changed my health dramatically. So I really wanted to get this message out to listeners because I think that it's going to be, this is changing lives. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and there are going to be a lot of big words coming at you. Stay with us. It's okay. We're going to talk you through all of it. We're going to talk about single nucleotide polymorphisms. For one, SNPs.
Or SNPs.
SNPs.
People usually call them SNPs, mm-hmm. Which is SNPs, fun.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about some new emerging fields of science around these little portions of our DNA.
Sure.
So you want to go ahead and just dive in on that. Where should we start?
Okay. So, well, we can start with what a SNP is. So SNP stands for single nucleotide polymorphism. And a polymorphism is a fancy way of saying... mutation, basically.
I prefer variation. I'm an empowered mutant. Okay. So I have a genetic variation.
Exactly. So it is. It's a way of looking at our genes and seeing you should have two copies of a certain gene, right? And or you should have zero copies, or maybe the copies are different than they should be, right? So you should have two working copies of a gene. And when we look at SNPs, what it means is that the gene, you either have only one copy, you might have zero copies, or your copies might be slightly variated.
Variated. Yes. Thank you.
I'll try not to use the word
you
mutated.
You can use mutated if you need to. It's all right. I'm not offended. But yeah.
So so what we're looking at when we look at this, at the particular SNP. So I do a form of testing called nutrigenomic testing, which is so nutra like nutrition and genomic, looking at your genes. So there are lots of different ways of looking at genes. You can look at genes for big things like major genetic diseases or disorders that you can have.
Sure. So like a good example of a SNP that was identified quite a while ago was sickle cell anemia, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So there is a little bit of DNA a gene that can be tested to find out whether or not somebody has sickle cell anemia or a propensity toward it, right?
Correct.
Okay. So that's one example.
Right.
So this has been around quite a long time, but recently scientists have really identified a lot more of these.
Right. Once we were able to map the human genome is when this sort of science, which happened about 10 years ago,
I think. Yeah, I was going to say within last decade.
Yeah. And that we were really able to start mapping all of these different things, and this sort of science started taking off. So you can look at those major genes that say whether or not you have a major life-changing disorder, right? There is also a thing called pharmacogenetics. You can look at how your body processes drugs and reacts to drugs, and how the drugs are going to work in your body. Not something that I do. So nutrigenomics is looking at how the nutrition that you put into your body, how your body is able to process the nutrition that you put in, or how your body is even able to just complete the necessary processes it has to go through to keep you healthy.
Right.
So if you eat an apple, what does your body do with all of the vitamins and nutrients in that apple? Can it use it effectively?
How effective is your body at breaking down all of these different components, mm-hmm. right, into using the very them. Base and right. then using and assimilating them?
Right. And then cleaning them out. Right. Because that's a big
and
part of it too.
And detoxing and getting rid of, eliminating. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
So that's what nutrigenomics is.
Okay. And this is such, it is, and I'm not kidding, guys, like this changed my life. And I've just had testing for two SNPs, and those two changed my life. So I can't wait to dig in deeper. I mean, 55.
Right.
You can do a panel of up to 55.
I sure can.
Yeah. So, okay. Talk to us a little bit more about what some of these can affect, like within your test, what are some of the keys here?
So there are basically five categories that this particular test tests for. So it's methylation, which we'll come back to and I will explain.
Yes.
Because that is really the most important thing. If you have trouble with methylation, you really have trouble with the rest of these things.
Yes.
So methylation is the first one. Neurotransmitter processing. Most people have heard of neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin. So it's whether or not you can process those things. And those dopamine and serotonin affect our your mood, your mood stability, depression, anxiety, those sorts of things come from neurotransmitters.
Ability to focus, all that good stuff.
Yes.
Yep.
Mitochondrial function. So mitochondria are basically the batteries of your cell. They provide the energy. So if they don't function, you don't have energy for your cells to function and you don't have energy for life. So we look at mitochondrial function. We look at detoxification and basically your cell's ability to clean itself out, take out the trash. Some cells can't do that. And then we look at inflammatory potential. And that just basically means inflammation is a thing that happens in the body regularly. When you get sick, you get inflamed. When you eat something that doesn't agree with you, you get inflamed. Our environment inflames us. When you're stressed, you get inflamed. There is a lot of inflammation. So it's looking at what your body does with it. Once you get inflamed, can you clean it up? Can you get rid of it? Can you calm yourself back down? And a lot of people can't.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. And I think so. Okay. This is very cool. So let's dig in. Let's start with methylation.
Sure. So methylation is, I'm going to read you this example.
Yeah, go for it because it's complex,
yes,
right? And we want to make sure that we explain it well.
Right. It's the primary biochemical process in the body that involves the addition of a methyl chemical group, which it's not important to know what that is, but it is a carbon hydrogen group that you add to a vitamin or a neurotransmitter that allows it to be used. So if you poor methylation function alters the effectiveness, delivery, and function of lots of the vitamins and important chemicals in a cell.
Right. And so this was the component that has made a major impact on my mental and physical health. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because what I found out from my integrative doctor a few years ago was, I have multiple autoimmune diseases. I have still never gone through my full story on the show. Someday I will. But I think a lot of people have known, or if they're listening, know by now that there are just all kinds of things going wrong in my little body here. So what we found was there is a SNP called MTHFR. It's actually mm-hmm. a couple of different SNPs, right? I think four total, but two are usually tested for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I had mutations or variations of those SNPs in my DNA. My gene I didn't have both copies of those genes that helped to methylize folate. Methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase,
that's
correct?
Right. That's
that right?
What it stands for.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
very
so,
good.
Thank you. I know. So took me a while to get that one right. But, basically my body, I would eat greens and not be able to methylate folate.
Mm-hmm.
And folate is of course a very important B vitamin that we need for a multitude of different functions.
Mm-hmm.
So, by taking a methylated version of folate, it's a prescription strength supplement that I'm on now. I was able to, it really helped with my anxiety, depression, several autoimmune issues that I had. It's completely changed my life.
Mm-hmm. So MTHFR is becoming quite well known in a lot of different health spheres these days. For my work in particular, MTHFR, a lot of women who are trying to get pregnant or are pregnant, like to know whether or not they have the one or both of the MTHFR variations, because MTHFR, so folate is important. Everyone knows, they tell you to take the folic acid in your prenatal vitamin. Folate is important for
development of the spinal
neural tube. And exactly. Neural tube. Yeah. So for moms who have significant MTHFR gene variations, it can cause spina bifida in babies. That's the major side of it. The minor side is like lip and tongue ties, which are becoming super common. And so MTHFR has become kind of well known in health lately. But the thing about methylation is MTHFR is one of eight that we test on the test that I do.
There are a lot.
You're right. So if you go to your doctor, for women who are having fertility issues, they often, if you have multiple miscarriages, after your second miscarriage, they will do an MTHFR test. That's like one thing that they do. Now, if it comes back negative, or if it comes back that you do not have a gene variation in the MTHFR, they'll tell you that that's not the reason you're having trouble getting pregnant or having trouble or keeping a pregnancy. But what is important to note is that MTHFR is only one of the steps.
One step in the process.
If you don't have the gene mutation, that does not mean that methylation is not your problem.
Right. So you're able to test for multiple different steps along this methylation process.
We start at the first step, which is folate receptors, whether or not you can turn folate or folic acid, they're two different receptors, into any, like whether or not you can process it at all, that first step. That's where we start. And then we work our way down to the end, where MTHFR is really the last one. And so you got to be able to get it there, right?
Right.
So that's methylation is a big thing and super important.
Absolutely. So, okay. So we've only got a couple minutes left in this segment, so I don't want to dive too deep. But yeah, I just want to again drive home that this made a major, major difference for me. I also had suffered miscarriage, and you know, I look back now and I'm like, gosh, would this information have helped? Like, what might have been changed? And the lip and tongue tie thing. So, so talking about that, I mean, what an issue.
It is. It's becoming more of an issue. I think there are more babies born today with lip and tongue tie than there ever have been before. And people are questioning why. And I think a large part of it comes from the fact that most prenatal vitamins have folic acid instead of folate. More people have the genetic variation for the FOLR2 gene that processes folic acid than they do for the FOLR1 that processes folate. So folic acid does not occur in nature. It's not something that you can find in food. It's synthetic. It's made in a lab. So our bodies are not really made to process folic acid. So a lot of moms, while they think they're doing, they're taking their doctor's orders, they're taking a prenatal vitamin, and they think they're doing what's best, they're not actually getting the methylized folate that they need, that their baby needs in order to develop without these neural tube defects. So it's important. I think that's the confusion, is that we're using folic acid when we should be using folate, and that a lot of us can't methylate. Environment affects our, whether or not these genes turn on. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I think it's just, you know, it's like, yeah, we can't, you know, some people can take folic acid, but it's really kind of like, I don't want to say a square peg in a round hole, but a round peg in a square hole, right? We can get the round peg in, but it still doesn't quite fit. You know, it's not going to really fill. Yeah. So it's, I don't know, it's interesting. So we're going to dive a little bit deeper after the break. I'm here with Dr. Nikki Nienhaus of Seasons of Life Chiropractic, and we're talking about nutrigenomics, methylation, S&Ps, all kinds of great things today. So stick with us. We'll be right back after these messages. This has been Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM.
This program is underwritten by Diversified Health and Wellness Center, located at 11042 Manchester Road in Kirkwood, and online at diversifiedhwc.com. We are a network of dedicated professionals providing a diverse array of integrated health and wellness services. Our goal is to help our clients find complete health solutions for body, mind, and spirit.
This is Amanda LaPlante of Get Real to Heal. You are listening to KWRH LP 92.9 FM, your community radio station in Webster Groves, Missouri. This is Amanda LaPlante. Listen to my show, Get Real to Heal, every Monday morning at 9:30 and every Friday morning at 9:30 here on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. Amanda LaPlante. Welcome back to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. I'm here with Dr. Nikki Nienhaus, and Dr. Nikki is with Seasons of Life Chiropractic, located inside Diversified Health and Wellness Center in Kirkwood. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Nikki and I are talking today about some pretty science-heavy stuff that could really change your life. So we talked about before the break, SNPs, which are basically little variations in your genes, mm-hmm. right, in your DNA. And we talked about how they can affect the body's processes, right? So one of those processes being methylation, and we're going to dig in a little deeper on that.
All right. So methylation is very important for a lot.
Yeah. We talked about a little bit of it before the break. Yeah. And I really like this bucket theory that you have to kind of break it all down.
I like it too, because I think methylation is like this big word that you don't really know what it means. And it's really hard to imagine exactly what it's doing in the body, but the buckets make it great. So there are four buckets. I wish I could show you all the buckets, but there are four buckets.
We'll put it up on Facebook on facebook.com. Get Real to Heal.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll let you look at the picture. It makes it easier. So if you think about it as you've got four buckets, the methylation supply drops into the first bucket first. And then when that bucket has filled, things move into the second bucket. And then when that bucket fills, it moves into the third. And then when that one is full, it moves into the fourth.
So like if you had set, they're kind of in a waterfall.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. They just flow on down.
So the first bucket is mitochondria. And like I said in the beginning, mitochondria is like the battery of the cell. So it is what makes the energy for the cell to function. Whatever that cell's function is, it has to have mitochondria, and it has to make energy so that the cell can use energy. So methylation is necessary in order for the mitochondria to make energy. So the first bucket that has to be filled is the mitochondria. The second bucket is growth factor. That is for anything in your body that is growing. So our methylation needs are higher in our young life because we're growing, right? You've seen a baby go from zero, you know, when it's born to 1 year old, it's like double in size, and it's a totally different, that baby looks totally different after. Right.
So much has grown and changed and multiplied.
And that is methylation. So growth factor is super important for growing and changing and that sort of thing. So that's the second bucket. The third bucket is our immune system. So like when you get sick, your fourth bucket hardly gets anything. The fourth bucket is dopamine supply. So if you think about when you're sick, you don't sleep very well. No one sleeps well when they're sick. And we always say that it's because we're stuffed up and we can't breathe. But really, there is a methylation reason why you can't sleep and you feel just blech when you're sick, because you're not getting any dopamine supply. So we fill up the mitochondrial bucket, we fill up the growth factor bucket, we fill up the immune system bucket, and then the fourth bucket is dopamine. So if you think about this in terms of if you are methylating correctly, all four of those buckets should be full all of the time because you've got 100% of your supply. If you're not methylating correctly, all four of those buckets are not getting filled. And then if you stress the system, like say you get sick, then your buckets are even less getting filled. If you couldn't fill the immune system bucket to begin with, and then you get sick, you can't fight off that infection. You can't fight off that virus. You can't fight off whatever it is that has invaded your body because you don't have the supply for your immune system to function.
Pull from an empty bucket.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. A lot of people that have methylation issues, they struggle with depression and anxiety and sleep problems because their dopamine bucket is not getting filled because there's just not enough of a methylation supply to make it to that bucket.
Absolutely. Good example. So with my MTHFR, I used to have much worse depression and anxiety. Taking a methylated version of folate at a prescription strength level has actually made it not necessary for me to have those other medications. It's really made a big difference. And then that's not even getting into the neurotransmitter portion of that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, so all of these, either. All of these buckets are also affected by the other things that we test for, because we test specifically for mitochondria. We test specifically for inflammation, which is your immune system function. So if you have issues with methylation and then you add on top of that issues with any of the other things, your body is just not able to keep you healthy. And so methylation is the number one, the big one that we focus on because it affects everything else, but they all work in tandem. So if you have problems in more than one area, you really need to be doing something to support your body so that it can complete these processes.
Yeah. So what's cool though, what I love about this new technology that's coming our way, this new science, right, is that okay, yeah, we know our bucket's not getting filled. Yeah, we know we have all these issues. And like for some people listening, they might be going, I'm broken and, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, how am I going to fix this? The good news is we can actually
fix it.
Yeah. We don't have to, you know, like I really was told by many doctors for many years that I was going to be on tons of medication for the rest of my life. And that's just the way it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And I was just supposed to accept that.
And a lot of people are told that.
Yeah. And with this new information, this cutting edge science, yeah, that's not true anymore. Mm-mm. It's not true.
You're correct. It is not true. Because for a long time, you would go to your doctor and you would say, you know, I'm just having a really hard time losing the last 20 pounds from the last baby, right? I hear that a lot. And your doctor would say, well, you probably need to eat right and exercise. And you're a new mom and you have no energy because you chase a 2-year-old all day. And you're thinking, yeah, sure, I'll start exercising. That sounds great. So you go to your doctor with any sort of symptom and they say, well, why don't you just take this medicine to help with whatever your symptom is? Well, you're having trouble sleeping. We'll give you a sleeping pill. Well, you're having trouble, you know, you feel tired all the time. You could be vitamin D deficient. Let's try some vitamin D. So it was a lot of guesswork, right? My patients come to me sometimes and they say, oh, I have this pain. And I'm like, yeah, I can guess as to where it's coming from, I guess, but guesswork drives me crazy. I hate it. I hate the Band-Aid approach of medicine, right? You go to the doctor, you say, I have headaches, and he gives you Tylenol.
Compassionate care, right?
Right.
It's like, oh, wow, your symptoms. Okay, well, we can alleviate. We can ease your symptoms.
Right. But I don't want to know the what of it. I want to know the why of it.
It comes back to I love the expression. It's a like a functional medicine expression, the rule of tacks. Ever heard that one?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so if you're sitting on a tack, do you take an aspirin for the pain?
Or do you remove the tack?
There you go. Remove the tack.
And that's exactly what this this new testing has allowed us to do, is to figure out the why and then to fix it actually from the root. So rather than taking an SSRI because you don't have enough serotonin, you can find out if your body actually just has trouble making or processing serotonin, and you can take a supplement that allows your body to do that. So you don't have to be on an antidepressant for the rest of your life. You can actually allow your body to function the way it's supposed to.
Welcome to the age of integrative medicine.
Hooray!
Yeah. It's a new era, people.
And it's great for, especially for people who don't enjoy taking pharmaceuticals or can't find a drug that works well for them. It might alleviate some of the symptoms, but not all of them. And so this allows us to know why the drugs aren't working, or why it is that you have these symptoms to begin with, and then to be able to treat them with nutritional supplements. So you're not putting any extra chemicals in your body that could stress your system further. You are actually just getting to the root of the problem and providing your body with the ability to heal itself.
And not taking supplements that you don't need to be taking. Because
exactly.
At some point, if you're just, you know, if you're just going out and buying supplements because you think it might help, and the next thing you know, you've got, I've met with people, health coaching people that come to me as clients, and they're like, yeah, and they've got a list of like 20 supplements that they're taking. And I'm just kind of like, yeah, what you've got right now is really expensive urine.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's important
because you're not taking, you don't need all that. You're not taking it all in, and you might actually be doing more harm than good most of the time.
There are lots of ways to look at that. Like number one, if you're just buying your supplements at Walmart, what you're getting isn't high quality anyway. So you're paying for something that you're actually, that actually probably isn't in the bottle. And so that you're spending money that doesn't need to be spent because you're not getting what you're intending to get to begin with. But then also if you read an article that says that you should be taking garlic pills because garlic is good and good anti-inflammatory, and then you go out and start taking garlic pills. Well, if your body can't clear inflammation, the garlic is not going to do you any good. So you want that, this test tells you exactly what you need to be taking and why you need to be taking it. So you're only taking what you need. You're not wasting your money on supplements that aren't doing you any good. And then we get you pharmaceutical grade supplements so that you know that what we say is in the bottle is actually in the bottle. And then you start feeling better.
That is the goal.
That is the goal.
That is the goal. Not just masking a symptom. We're actually getting some relief.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I love this so much.
I do too.
I'm so excited.
I could talk about it all day.
I could too. I really could. I mean, I could. I think this is just so amazing, and I'm so happy that we're able to start bringing this to people.
Me too.
So, you know, we're getting close on time. There's so much more that we could dive into. I really hope that you'll come back.
I will.
Okay, and let's talk about neurotransmitters and all of the other wonderful things, clearing inflammation, you know, all of these things that we've been talking about, and let's dive a little deeper so that we can have some more knowledge to share with people. And oh, love it. So, and another thing I love is, so you're offering this testing.
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you have generously offered to make a special offer to our audience. You know, and just in general, you know, as you're introducing this to your practice, you're doing a free consult.
Yes. So the initial consult is free.
That's huge.
It's 15, 20 minutes. You just sit down and tell me what's going on in your life and in your health. And I can tell you whether or not I think this test can help you. We spend a little time getting to know each other, and you let me know if you think it's something that you want to take advantage of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you have two different options for the test, right?
Right. So there is a 26 gene test that is obviously slightly less expensive than the 55 gene. So the difference being people who are generally healthy and just wanting to get a little more direction with their nutritional supplementation, make sure that what they're taking is what they need to be taking, the 26 gene works for you. If you are generally healthy and just maybe have one thing that you struggle with, fatigue, or you struggle with, you know, just like one little thing that sort of bothers you.
Some little missing piece of the puzzle that you're trying to figure out.
The 26 gene is good. Or for children who don't have symptoms yet, but you're wanting to keep them from having symptoms, the 26 gene is a really good choice. Okay. The 55 gene is for people who are having like major symptoms and are kind of sick.
People like me.
Yeah, exactly.
People like I
was. If you have any sort of autoimmune disease or if you're taking any sort of medication, the 55 gene is going to be...
good idea to dig in on. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. And then you're also offering a special offer for our listeners on the follow-up consultation after the test.
Exactly. So after the test, you come back. The price for it's 45 minutes to an hour consultation, however long we need, is usually $150. And I'm offering it at 50% off for the listeners. So if you would like to come in and have the test done, then the follow-up consultation is 50% off.
That's great. Thank you so much. And so the code for that is Get Real.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can just tell me that you heard about it on the show and I will believe you.
That works too. That works too. All right. Thank you so much. That's so generous. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. I really want to help as many people get healthy as I can.
That's so awesome. And this is such a great way to do it. Not a band-aid, not a mask of a symptom. It's just really actually helping people to figure out their health.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. Well, Dr. Nikki Nienhaus, thank you so much for joining us today. Tell people where they can find you online.
Okay, so I have a Facebook page. It's Seasons of Life Chiropractic. You can also find me at www.diversifiedhwc.com. That's the Diversified Health and Wellness Center website. And my email address, if you would like to get in touch with me directly, is Nikki, Nikki.Nienhaus, NIENHAUSDC@gmail.com.
Great. Thanks again for joining us. I'll have you on again soon and we'll talk some more. This has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. And for more information about health coaching with me or to contact me, find me online at amandalaplante.com or on Facebook at Get Real to Heal. Have a great day.